Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Autism Empowerment Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the autism and Asperger's communities. Our show will be starting shortly. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, visit www.autismempowerment.org and click the Autism Empowerment Radio tab. As a nonprofit charity, we rely on public generosity to fund our programs, special events, and support services. Thank you for considering a tax-deductible donation today. Our show is now beginning.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Autism Empowerment Radio. My name is Karen Krecha, and I'm the co-founder of Autism Empowerment and will be your host for today's show. As you heard in our little intro, Autism Empowerment is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we are dedicated to making life more meaningful for individuals and families in the autism and Asperger communities locally, regionally, and worldwide. Today's show recording date is Monday, November 18th, 2013. I want to say a special thanks to our recent guest, Jennifer Cook-O'Toole from AsperKids. If you missed the show, Jennifer talked about her recent book, The AsperKids Launchpad, and how to make your home design more friendly to help empower your children on the spectrum to be successful. It was a really cool show. We talked about a lot of different projects that Jenny has going on, and it was actually her sixth time on our show. So if you missed that, you can go ahead and catch it and hear what's going on with AsperKids by visiting the Autism Empowerment Radio section at Blog Talk Radio, and you can download the podcast through iTunes or go ahead and visit Jennifer's page on the Autism Empowerment website, because we now have a page on our site for all of our past radio guests, and you can plug into any of their shows from there as well. So at our station and also at our site, Autism Empowerment, we promote four foundational pillars: accept, enrich, inspire, and empower. As an organization, we're here to support you with resources, training, special events, our Facebook community, and programs such as this, Autism Empowerment Radio. We want you to become more connected after the show. You can visit us directly at our website at www.autismempowerment.org and get to know our mission, vision, core values, and beliefs. You can also connect with us through social media. If you're on our website, just go ahead and look in the upper left corner, and you'll find ways to connect with us through Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Flickr, and LinkedIn. Someone else who's very familiar with social media and marketing is our special guest for today. I am pleased to have on air Jody Murphy from Geek Club Books. Jody is the loving mom to Jonathan Murphy. He is a very talented voiceover artist and actor with Asperger syndrome. And you, if you are a longtime listener of Autism Empowerment Radio, Jonathan was on our show in February of this year, and you have to listen to that. He's got some great voices. It was a great story and really wonderful. Just go to Autism Empowerment Radio and type in Jonathan Murphy, and you can hear that. Well, Jody has been a freelance marketing specialist for the last 25-plus years, and she's worked for clients in a variety of different industries. She founded Geek Club Books to share her son's life on the spectrum in a positive and entertaining way. Her focus is on building a community of spectrum and neurotypicals who are engaged with and inspired by the Geek Club Books message of self-acceptance. I'm unique. I'm a geek. So we are embracing our inner geekdom here today at Autism Empowerment Radio. Jody writes original content on her blog, or actually I should say on the blog of the site, and with the help of her talented kids Molly and Jonathan and a top-notch creative team, they produce audio stories, ebooks, and interactive story apps. Jody's also been a guest blogger for Autism Empowerment, where she wrote the blog Superpowers, Moms Trump Superheroes Every Time. So be sure to check that out and tune into Autism Empowerment Radio this Friday when two of our previous guests come together for the very first time. Jody's son Jonathan is going to be joining sci-fi fantasy fiction author Brian Tashima to talk about a project that they collaborated on together, an audiobooks project for Brian's book Secret of the Song Shell. Jonathan did the voice on the audiobooks, and it's going to be really cool to listen and hear what they have to say about that project. So tune in at 11 a.m. this Friday for that conversation. So rather than hear me talk, there's a lot of great things going on with Geek Club Books that we want to go ahead and explore today. So I am going to go ahead and bring Jody on air now. Jody, welcome to Autism Empowerment Radio.
Oh, thank you, Karen. It's so great to be here.
It is wonderful having you, Jody. Thank you so much for taking your time to come out. I know we've talked with your son before, and it's now your turn.
Oh, boy. He's much better at it than I am, but I'll do my best here.
Well, I'm sure you'll do really well. Many of our listeners that are tuning in today may be familiar with Geek Club Books. You got a lot of great things going on your site, or they may have heard Jonathan's interview earlier this year. But for those that are not familiar and might be tuning in and hearing about Geek Club Books for the first time, I was hoping you would take a few minutes to tell our listeners about yourself and your family.
Well, you did such a great job in the introduction, but I will say that we're a family of four. We're the Murphys, and I'm mom, and I guess you could call me head geek here at Geek Club Books. And as you said before, my son Jonathan is 28 and has Asperger's syndrome. And he's a professional voice artist. And one of the reasons why I founded Geek Club Books was to give him more opportunities as an actor. The work comes in, it ebbs and flows. And I wanted to provide something that was our own creation, that we could do something that he would be able to fill in the gaps and actually share his journey of his life on the spectrum. So that's why we started Geek Club Books. And my daughter Molly is 24, and she's a writer, lyricist, musician, and performing artist, very creative, wonderful girl. And the three of us make up the core of Geek Club Books. And my husband, Dave, he's our biggest supporter.
That's awesome. I mean, it's really neat to be able to work with your family and to know that you're coming together collaboratively, not only to help your son, but you're also making a difference for many, many others in the autism community as well.
This is a dream come true. It's just a dream come true. I feel as though I've spent my entire career learning what I needed to learn so that I could do this. And I didn't know that this was even a possibility back then, but Karen, I just feel so passionate and so alive. I literally jump out of bed every morning anxious to, begin the day and start working and connect.
That's one of the cool things. I mean, many people wake up and they're going to jobs or things that they don't really care about. But to be able to wake up and know you're following your passion, something you're so dedicated to, I can relate to that. Autism empowerment is a calling. And I can tell, I mean, the geekclubbooks.com site, listeners, if you haven't been there, go there now. It is, well, maybe after the show. It is so creative. It's so wonderful. And there's so many messages of positivity, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more. But I'm so glad that when you get a chance to get up in the morning, you're really looking forward to the work that you're doing and the people that you're meeting. Yes. So you're a creative thinker, very obviously, and your family as well. You mentioned earlier, or I should say, I know that you've mentioned through your blogs and on your website that Jonathan, raising him has been a journey, and it's been a journey of discoveries and out-of-the-box strategies to help him grow into the creative and productive adult he is today. I was wondering if you might share a little bit about what maybe were some of his challenges or one of the biggest challenges that he had perhaps growing up, and how did you work together to overcome that?
Well, you have to think back to the 1980s, and Asperger's was rarely diagnosed. I had never even heard of it, and it really wasn't until Jonathan was 13 that he was diagnosed with Asperger's. So I knew at a really early age that Jonathan was unique and he was developing differently than the other children. So I just learned to play to his strengths and look for ways to tap into them and find environments where I thought he could thrive. One of the biggest challenges was finding the right educational environment for him. He was clearly bright. He was eager to learn. Oh, my gosh, he would consume book after book at home, but he was just failing in a traditional learning environment. And actually, I should say the traditional learning environment was failing him. So I started my search, and, you know, there wasn't really homeschooling. People didn't do homeschooling. And I had heard that Charles Schwab, the investment firm, that Charles mm-hmm. Schwab had dyslexia, and it was difficult when he was growing up and going to school. So he had started a parent resource center of different educational environments, different schools. And so I went to his corporate office, and I spent the entire day there searching. There were pamphlets and binders, and, you know, it was before the Internet. The Internet was just getting going. And at the end of a very long day, I had one card in my hand, and it was a school called the Stambridge Academy. And, you know, Jonathan, even though he was struggling, he didn't really like change very much. So I had to do a lot of negotiating and convincing and arrange for him to go visit the school and spend the day there. And he came out, got in the car, put his cape on. He always had his cape in the car. And I asked him how it went, and he said, "That's my school." So he changed, and when he went to that school where they taught how these kids learned. They did a lot of hands-on. They did a lot of outward bound, a lot of different things. And that's where he really started to change and grow. He was less anxious. He wasn't fearful of doing homework, things like that. So I would say that was a major milestone, was finding him the right educational environment.
Oh, I would imagine. I mean, it makes a world of difference when you're working with educators who get it and want to try to get into your child's world and meet them where they're at. And so many things blossom, and so much goodness comes from that. So it's good that you spent that day in the Charles Schwab office looking for the right fit.
Yeah.
How did Jonathan get into acting and voiceover work?
Well, once he was in the right school, and you could just feel, or you could see the stress just melt off of him, and he started to feel comfortable with who he was, and he started to take greater risks in terms of putting himself out there. And our church had a youth theater program. And so she called me and wanted to cast him as Eugene in Greece, is it? I think it's Greece. Mm-hmm. And so he jumped at the chance to do that, and he was magnificent. He was a principal character, wasn't a major role. So the next year, she cast him as Harry McAfee in Bye Bye Birdie. And it was unbelievable. He channeled Paul Lynde. He had the audience in his hand. He was getting standing ovations. And every time he'd walk on stage, you could just feel the audience just gasp and wait for him to perform. So being the intuitive person that I am, you know, hint, hint, I thought, oh, okay, this is what he's good at. So I started looking for other community theaters and encouraging him to audition and putting him out there and getting him lessons. And he's always had he's always done great character voices and was very, very comfortable. In fact, the other day he was doing, What Does the Fox Say? That very popular song. And he was doing it in a Christopher Walken voice. It was hysterical. I was in hysterics. So I found in San Francisco there is a voice studio called Voice One, and this is somebody who is actually, she is an actor, and she does voice acting for a living, and she brings in professionals who are making a living at voice acting. And so from age 16 to even now, he takes workshops and things there. So that's really how he's developed his craft.
That's wonderful. And it sounds like it's something he absolutely loves to do.
He does. I think he loves to do it because he's good at it, and it's where he gets such a response from people. It opens the door for him to having conversations. And when you're doing something that you feel really confident about, it really spills over into your personal life as well.
And that's, a lot of times that's just, I mean, it's so important to be, when it's difficult to communicate with others that, you know, you feel aren't like you, to be able to have something like a starting point and be able to jump off into conversation from there. It eases some of the anxiety, and it sounds like it probably really helps him with a lot of aspects of his life.
And he's really the guy that can really hold a conversation now. It's amazing. From a kid who would pace in the corner and please don't notice me, to being the guy who can go and work a room. You know, my husband and Molly and I are huddled in a corner and, you know, hoping that nobody notices us, and there's Jonathan out working the room. It's just really fantastic.
you must be so proud. That's got to be really awesome to see. And it's great, though, that you created this the social education company. I'm not sure exactly how you would describe Geek Club Books, because you've got so many really great things going on. Why don't we go ahead and talk about that? Because not only is it books, it's a website, it's apps, it's all sorts of things. And I'd like you to tell our listeners how Geek Club Books came about and what the mission and vision is for the organization.
Okay. Sure. The first decision was that we were going to make a storybook app based on Jonathan's life growing up with Asperger's. He always had a rich fantasy life, and yet he struggled in real life. So we're in tech world here in San Francisco. We live near Silicon Valley. And I had heard about authors creating apps, which are really their children's stories. So I started to look into that and realized that this is what we had to do, because by making an app, Jonathan could actually do the voices and the narration. So making a printed book was never even in the mix, because this was the way to go, to be able to showcase Jonathan. So that was the first decision. And any artist or any kind of creative project, I just know you're actor, musician, author, you have to build a community. In order to be heard and in order to be seen, you have to build a community of followers and people that you interact with, people that get what you're doing and are your cheerleaders and supporters and vice versa. So from the moment we started to create the app, I started building the Geek Club Book website and social media and started interacting and connecting with a community and the community that we have now. So that's how that started. And part of it is while waiting for the app to be developed, took about a year to do. There's a lot of steps involved. And I wanted to really showcase what we were all about and our message. So I started creating audio stories that Jonathan could record the characters, and ebooks where we could get out our message of positivity, all those kinds of things in support of our community. Now, our mission is one of self-acceptance. You said it earlier. When you like who you are and you're comfortable in your own skin, you discover a couple things. One, you don't really care what other people say about you. And the other is you attract people to you, and that's the way you find your friendships and your community, and you find the social acceptance. So that's really our mission, and you said before, too, our tagline, I'm unique, I'm a geek. We're really proud of who we are, and that's one of the gifts that I think Jonathan has given me. I'm really proud of my quirky bits and all the strange things that I'm into. And we're here to declare it loud and proud. And we're hoping that others hear that message and join in with us.
Well, I'll tell you, you have a geek fan here. I grew up in the Silicon Valley, too. So I was in good company. There were a lot of us that raised our hands loud and proud. If there had been Geek Club books around at that time, we would have definitely been charter members.
Yes.
I think that what you're doing, being able to embrace that and send that message to other people that it's okay to be who you are, is such an important thing when there are, unfortunately, a lot of messages that are trying to change us. I think that the things that you're saying are really neat. And I was wondering if you could go into a little bit more about the Mighty League app. Our youngest son we've downloaded it and he's played with it many times, and it's interactive and really cool. And I was hoping you would talk about it for our listeners so that they could get connected with it as well.
The Mighty League app is a story. My daughter Molly wrote it on, it's a compilation of things that Jonathan went through when he was at the school prior to going to Stanbridge Academy. And it's your basic superhero story and also a bullying situation. And we bring in the characteristics, which are, well, the character J-Man is what we called Jonathan when he was younger. That was his nickname. And J-Man lives in this fantasy world, and yet the story is based on what's really happening at school. So it's set up like a comic book, graphic novel-esque style, and the inner dialogue is the narration. And then there's character bubbles, and the different characters speak. And we bring in the characteristics of someone who has Asperger's as a part of the story. Now, when you click on the Mr. Reg character, which is his sidekick, a secret notebook pops up, and that's where J-Man talks about, oh, I have Asperger's. In each page, he reveals something different as it relates to the story. Now, the reason why the sidekick is Mr. Reg a hedgehog, as Jonathan used to refer to himself as a hedgehog. I'm prickly on the outside, but I'm warm and fuzzy on the inside. I'm unapproachable, but I don't want to be. So we thought, when Molly and I talked about the plot line, thought, oh, we have to have a hedgehog sidekick. So in the book, that's what happens, and there's all sorts of interactivities that happen when you touch things and you find some secret hidden things. And then one of the cool things, because it's an app, we also wanted to, again, really make it with something that could relate to the reader. So if you're a girl, you can change the J-Man character into a girl, and her name is JC, which is taken from Jonathan's initials, Jonathan Cornelius. So it's JC or J-Man that will go through the story.
Now, there's a lot of customization that kids can do if they're going through it as well, right?
Oh, it's really cool. The developer I chose to work with, Customize the Books, they have a platform that's just so fantastic. There's original music that you can turn on or turn off, and we had a musician, a Kindy musician, he's a children's artist, write original music, which is in our theme song, I'm Unique, I'm a Geek. So when you're looking at the cover of the app, you hear the lyrics, and then we have the instrumental version as you read through the book, but you can turn that off. You can do your own narration. So you can turn off the narration, and kids can record their own narration. And you can also look at the super secret notebook.
That's a lot of stuff to put in one app. I think I was really surprised when the first time we went through it, we were going through it really quickly, and we didn't notice the secret notebook until, oh, I don't know, maybe three quarters of the way, and then we're like, oh, no, now we've got to go back and check all of this stuff. But I was just amazed and so impressed. It's really cool. How can people connect with that if they want to get the app, download it? How much does it cost? How do they plug into that?
The app is $3.99, and the other cool thing about our developer is that he has a platform that allows us to offer it on iPhone, iPad, Kindle Fire, any Android device, PC or Mac. So the best way would be for people to go to our website, and on the top nav bar, we have a category called books, and there's a drop-down menu, and just click on the Mighty League, and you can read all about the app and also link over to iTunes, Amazon, or Google Play to purchase and download the app. And the other thing that's really neat is I had curriculum developed for it. So apps with curriculum. Cindy Seaborn is a retired teacher, and she developed a project-based learning unit that is free, and you can download it from our website if you're homeschooling or you're a teacher, and it's great. It goes along with our app.
You would get download the app first, and then you would go and get that later? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, or if you go to our website at Geek Club Books, the top navigation has a thing called education. If you click on that, it'll link you to the project-based learning unit, and there's a guide that you can download and all sorts of other tools.
That's great, and that is at the geekclubbooks.com website.
Correct.
What age range and ability levels would you say that the app is geared toward?
I think the sweet spot is 8 years old, and we have the range from 5 to 11. I've heard from many, many parents whose children are younger and some that are older that are really engaging with it. But I'd say sort of the sweet spot is an eight-year-old, and depending on their reading level, it was written for a fifth grade level, and although the younger kids are enjoying it because they can hear Jonathan narrate it, so that you don't have to be able to read to hear it. And the I can't remember what I was going to say something else, but I can't remember.
Oh, that's okay. Our youngest son is seven, so he's almost at your sweet spot. He definitely got a huge kick out of it. And it's neat to know the backstory, to know that so many things in the app tie in, you know, with authentic life for Jonathan. And, you know, that adds a sense of realism to the whole thing. So very, very
yes.
cool.
I think that's why people are connecting with it, Karen, because it has that authenticity. And I heard from one mom from the UK who said they were reading it as a bedtime story, and her son looked at her and said, "That's me, Mommy." So, you know, those are the kinds of things that I'm hearing that just, you can't believe how much that thrills me.
It makes such a huge difference for kids to be able to connect with people that are like them and get them. And, you know, I've read a lot of different children's books that, you know, that they intend to probably be geared towards kids on the spectrum, but you can just kind of tell it's not the right fit. And so, yes, I think what you're doing is absolutely wonderful. And are you going to have more stories down the road with this app or different apps, or how is that going to work?
I hope so. We actually have the next Mighty League title ready. Molly and I have talked about it. Right now we're trying to really continue to build the community and focus on this app, but I hope we've got ideas for several of them in the series. And what I'd like to do is have the character grow in age because they're based on things that really happened to Jonathan. And again, I think that we need to keep it based in reality, because that's how people can really connect to it. So we do have the next one. We do have a title and a basic plot line, but that's where we're at right now.
Well, it's something to look forward to down the road. And I know you guys have an awful lot of really great things going on at your site and building your brand. We see you're very interactive on Facebook and through social media. And one of the neat projects that you just did was a free ebook you released through your website called The Little Ebook of Autismisms. I was actually quite humbled to be invited to be a part of this really beautiful project and was hoping you would spend a couple minutes and tell our listeners what kind of sparked the idea for that, what it is, and how people can access the free book that you created.
I was thinking of this. I love November. I love Thanksgiving. I love the idea of taking a pause and thinking about all the things that we should be grateful, or we are grateful for. And this idea popped into my head about focusing on the positive, optimistic view of the autism spectrum. And there's just so many wonderful women and men that I've been interacting with that have that kind of view, often humorous. You know, we're not Pollyannas. We're not people that, you know, live in a dream world, but we choose to focus on the things that are positive, and we know that there are struggles. We deal with them every day. And I wanted this to be a collaborative collection of people who have something positive to say about autism. And you certainly do, Karen. I loved your bit about ambassadors of acceptance. That's just so wonderful. And I reached out to about 30 different women who have blogs and run community pages on Facebook, and I was just so overwhelmed with their words. It just brought me to tears. And I wanted to create something that was visually engaging, that looked like a celebration. So I created the ebook, the little ebook of Autismisms, so that it was like the idea that it's, even though it's virtual, that it's to pop in your virtual pocket, and when you need a boost, that you could pull it out and read these words and carry on. So it's downloadable as a PDF, and I also have it on SlideShare, so people can, again, go to geekclubbooks.com, and if you look at books and look at the menu that pops down, you'll see Autismisms, and if you link on that, you can actually look at it on SlideShare or link to download the ebook and save it on your own device.
It's really a great little gift to be looking at, to give to someone at Thanksgiving time before then, you know, to just, it's helpful to have that supportive community around you. And we always, you know, here at Autism Empowerment, we promote that positivity too. And like you said, I mean, it's not a Pollyanna thing. We just kind of choose to focus our energy in that direction and help people through challenges. And so if you are a parent out there and, you know, you try to have a positive outlook, but sometimes it just may be a little bit difficult, definitely make sure to have this book, because it's going to cheer you up. You're going to say, okay, I'm around people who get it. And it's what you did, Jody. It's just really beautiful. And thank you for this beautiful gift to the autism community. It's really great.
Oh, thank you, Karen. I also think it's good to, you know, I'm really tired of people feeling bad that I have a child on the autism spectrum. There are so many wonderful things that having a son like Jonathan has brought to my life that I think, too, and if you're having difficulty with any family members or whatever, educators or anybody, and just say, you know, this is how we feel about our child. I think it gives them that perspective to look at it. It's not a bad thing. There's challenges for sure, but it's just not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. No, and I think the timing of the book is actually just it's perfect. You know, November, Thanksgiving, and just always having an optimistic attitude is going to really be good, not only for yourself, but certainly your children out there, adults or children on the spectrum, are going to really appreciate that. It means all the difference. We know when people are being authentic, and a lot of times when they're not, and this is just a really great way to tap into some positive messages. So please do check their website. It's free. It's at geekclubbooks.com, and it's just a wonderful project. So I just looked at the amount of time. We've got about 6 or 7 minutes, and I want to make sure you have a chance to talk a little bit about the public speaking you and Jonathan do, and also some upcoming projects that I know are going on that you would like to share. So I'm going to give you a little free time to express information about those things.
Oh, great. Thank you. Well, we're just starting to gear up to go out and speak. And I was fortunate to be introduced to by Jennifer Cook O'Toole to an amazing woman, Rebecca Hyder, who has started a speakers bureau called Speaking of Difference. and that's speakingofdifference.com. And I will be going out, planning on in the new year, going out and speaking about, you know, using creativity to raise a child on the autism spectrum. And for Jonathan, what I'm most excited about is our Dork Tales. We didn't really talk about those, but Dork Tales are original scripts that are classic fairy tales with a geekish twist. And anybody who would like to download the audio versions where Jonathan does every single voice, all they have to do is go to our website and sign up for our email list, and they will automatically get a follow-up email and be able to download those. And I'm most excited because Jonathan has been rehearsing the first one, which is the Three Little Hogs, which is a take on the Three Little Pigs, but it's Three Little Hedgehogs. And he is going to be performing that. We have a Mr. Reg puppet, and he has been working with a director to block and stage it. And my daughter, Molly, is working on booking him into libraries and schools. And he did a performance in a very difficult environment. It was at a pizza parlor. So it was very noisy,
yeah.
Very dark. And, oh, my gosh, he had those kids from the moment he opened his mouth. It was, again, it was incredible. This is just what he does so very well. So he's performing our Dork Tales live. And I have the person who writes our Dork Tales scripts is working on a Christmas tale. And so I'm hoping that we will be able to produce an audio version of the Dork Tales Christmas tale before Christmas and get that out. Currently, it's about 11, almost 11 o'clock here, noon our time, PST. We're launching our App O'Plenty giveaway. And everyone who enters is going to be able to choose an app that they will get for free. So they can either choose the Mighty League app, or there's 12 other apps that our developer, Customize the Books, have created that are, there's three that are Christmas-related, one that's Hanukkah-related, and other children's stories. And everyone who enters will be able to get a free app. So that's running now and will end November 25th.
Oh, that's great. That's a great opportunity for people to be able to experience your app right away.
Yes.
So if they want to go ahead and enter that, they would just, you're saying it starts in about an hour or so?
Starts in about an hour and will go for go until the 25th, and then I will notify everybody, and they will be able to pick what app they would like, and we'll send them a code to be able to download that app on the device of their choice. So the best way, it'll be on Facebook, our Facebook page, which is Geek Club Books. And it's also posted on our website right now, geekclubbooks.com, and on the homepage you'll see it there. It's called the App O'Plenty giveaway.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful Thanksgiving gift as well that you're giving to the community. And we'll go ahead and go to your Facebook page, and we'll go ahead and share that at Autism Empowerment as well for our listeners and readers. And I know a lot of people listen to our show on demand, so we'll make sure that they, if they didn't get a chance to listen to us here live, that they still have a chance to be able to plug into that, because that sounds like a really wonderful giveaway. Well, we're getting close to the end of our time. I wanted to make sure to say to our listeners out there to listen in this Friday to Jody's son Jonathan, when he'll be joining Brian Tashima to talk about their project audiobook recording for Secret of the Song. I also wanted to give you a chance, Jody, to say anything, any last words. I really appreciate the time that you took to come on our show, and we hope that you'll come back again and share all the really great things that you have going on. But if there's anything you'd like to get out to our listeners before the show ends, now is your time.
I just want to say thank you so much, Karen, for chatting with me today, and just invite everyone over, come over to our Facebook page, say hi, sign up for our email list. This is just the beginning of the geeky things that we're going to do at Geek Club Books.
Wonderful. So everybody out there, embrace your inner geek. Head over to Geek Club Books. Get connected with Jody and Jonathan and their family, and there'll be a lot of really great things to come in the future as well. Jody, thank you so much for your time today. It was an absolute pleasure talking with you, and I look forward to talking with your son this Friday, and I hope to continue connecting with you in the future.
I look forward to it, Karen.
Great. Thank you, and for our listeners out there, this has been Karen Krejcia with Autism Empowerment Radio. Please visit us at our website at www.autismempowerment.org and connect with us on our Facebook page. And we will plug you into lots of other great things. And we will be listing Jody Murphy on our website for this show, as well as giving links to the Geek Club Books website, her Facebook page, Twitter, all sorts of really neat things that she and her whole family have going on. So thank you for taking the time to tune in today, and we look forward to having you connect with us in the future. Goodbye.